X-Files podcast. I'm Erin.
I'm Julia.
And today we are talking about season 8, episode 2, called Without.
Woohoo!
Because we are without Mulder.
We are without... I never made that connection. I don't know if that's.
I think that's probably what it is, right? I mean, we're literally without him.
Yeah, this is a continuation of
Within, right?
Yes, Within and Without.
So the aliens—they were within Mulder, and now everybody else is without.
Oh my god! This episode was pretty good. I think I liked it better than Within.
Yeah, no, I liked this episode. I thought it was really good. It didn't really feel, I mean, it's a part two because it's obviously in the same theme and everything. Like, it definitely comes after the first episode, but, like, it felt like an actual separate episode that, like, could have stood up on its own. Maybe because we, like, had so much time between each episode. I don't know. But still.
I mean, we didn't have, like, weeks upon weeks. It was just, like, a few weeks, right? Yeah.
I mean, yeah, but still, we had a lot more space between than we normally do.
Yeah. Well.
So.
That's okay. It was enjoyable.
How is recording, or how is streaming?
Good. I've been crying a lot, though.
Oh, my God. I don't know. Does your therapist say that this is good for you?
Yeah, we've decided that I could be interested in way worse things.
Okay, perfect. As long as it's a good hobby.
Yeah, I mean...
Overall.
She's like, well, it's not like ruining your life. Like, you're not completely debilitating yourself over this, so that's okay. I'm like, you know what? Yeah, it is. Because I understand the amount that I cry is fucking ridiculous, and at least I can laugh at it now, but I would love to get to a point where I don't cry over it, but I don't know if that's possible.
But maybe we just it's good for you. Maybe it's a release. I don't know.
Yeah, that too. Because sometimes I feel like I need to cry and I can't.
Yeah.
And then that's like surefire way.
Yep.
But it's been really fun. I'm almost at affiliate.
I don't like, so really
close.
Know what
that
means.
Yeah, then I can get money.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Yeah, because then...
Gamer girl.
I went with... That's me. I'm not like other girls. I went with Twitch because Amazon owns them. And if you have Prime, you can get one free Twitch subscription. But it's still the same amount of money as, like, if it wasn't a Twitch subscription to the streamer. And a lot of people already have Prime. So why not?
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm gaming you got anyway, some, so why not?
Like, Shego vibes going on right here with your green light.
Thanks. I love it. It's one of those TikTok bodysuits.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's not even zipped all the way up, or all the way down. It's, like, very booby, but it's fun.
It seems like it would be really comfortable.
It is really comfortable. And honestly...
It's like compression.
Yeah. With EDS, it's helpful because it's like keeping things in better without me having to like be all tense and tight about it.
Yeah. So, no, I understand that. I really like compression stuff. It makes my joints feel a lot better, obviously.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into it, because it's pretty late, and I have had a day, a week, a month.
A year.
A year, yeah, literally.
Yeah, same. Okay.
Okay.
I mean, first of all, we start off with more fucking slam poetry, because what would a two-part season... What's the opposite of premiere? I almost said season finale. No. Season finale would be without...
If penultimate is the... episode before last, what is the episode after first?
Second.
Gotcha. Okay. Good. That's a good one. Good word
so
for it.
Stupid.
Yes, oh we have God. Some slam poetry via Scully. I kind of forgot what she said. I did not write it down, but...
I didn't either. I never pay attention to those. I'm awful.
She was just basically saying that she misses Mulder. That's what I heard.
Yeah. Exactly.
I don't think she actually is, but...
You don't think she's missing Mulder?
I think she is, but I don't think that's what she said.
Well, we can pretend it is.
She probably was saying something very cryptic. I don't know. But either way, so as we like left off, we're in the desert, we're looking for Mulder, and we left off with Mulder, quote unquote Mulder, with Gibson. What the fuck's his name? Gibson, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I almost just called him Gibby, and then I was like, who?
Gibby.
Who is this man?
One of the pirates on Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh.
Mr. Gibbs.
Oh, interesting. I don't know if I knew their name.
Yeah.
Also, the vet today, I'm sorry, I have to say.
It's okay.
Like, as we were leaving, the vet tech was like, by little Dora the Explorer, and then he was like, that is like what she's named after, right? And I was like, I don't ever tell anyone this because I was 16 when I named her, but no, like she's named after Nymphadora Tonks. And he was like, sorry, who? And I was like,
oh my god, no.
Like Harry Potter? And he was like, I'm a huge Harry Potter fan, never heard of her. And I was like,
no, you're not, then.
Dumbledore's army? Like, literally, like, Nymphadora Tonks. Like, huge character. Big character.
Yeah.
He was just like, no. And I was like, okay, well, it's a dumb cat name anyways. No one would ever call their cat Nymphadora. I call her Dora 1,000,000% of the time. Yeah. But I was like, but no, she is not Dora the Explorer.
That's when I would go like, she's not exploring much on three legs.
That's literally exactly what I said. I was like, she's never left the house except for to come here. So she's not really an explorer.
No.
And also, like, I was a grown adult when Dora was popular, so why would I name my cat after that?
Oh my god.
No. I was like, I was just really nerdy in 16.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I mean, I had a friend that named her cat Tonks for the same reason. Yeah. So,
like, I didn't think it was that weird.
It's not weird. They're not a good Harry Potter fan. That's weird.
Yeah, I was like, what? Like, what the fuck? Like, she's even in the movies. Like, obviously, if you read the books, like, you would know that she's, like, an actually, like, important character. But even in the movies, she's pretty important.
Yeah.
But anyways, that's has nothing to do with Gibby. So that's how my brain works. But Gibby is being held hostage by... someone who looks like Mulder, but we know is actually alien bounty hunter. And so can they not talk? Can he not talk at all?
I don't.
Or is it like a giveaway if he talks? I don't know. But Mulder's there.
I think it's just very like monotone.
Yeah. Okay. But so maybe if you knew the person, it would give away that they're not actually the same person. Because alien bounty hunter disguises Mulder, gets basically like chased to the edge of the cliff by Doggett, and Doggett is trying to get him to like let go of Gibson and drop any weapon that he might have, whatever. And he's trying to detain Mulder, but Mulder releases Gibson. And then starts backing up and jumps, essentially, like falls off the cliff, but he just kind of, like, keeps walking off the cliff.
The editing of this was fucking insane.
He's falling for 7 minutes, first of all.
And his head is so large on his body, because they very clearly, like, used a dummy or whatever for the falling, and then just superimposed his head on it.
But oh my
it
god.
It looks massive. It looks huge.
He does hilarious. Have a really big head, so I feel like. Yeah,
that's true.
Kind of accurate, you know?
It grew with gravity.
Yeah. and then So obviously they're like, oh, what the fuck? He just jumped off this cliff. But they go to retrieve the body and he is gone. There's only footsteps, footprints. So then they call Scully and Scully is like, okay, so like, how would you guys have lost Mulder if he fell off a cliff? And they're like, he's just gone. Like, we don't know. We don't know where Gibson is either, I don't think, right? Or is Gibby back at the school? No, he ran away.
Yeah, he ran away.
So Scully basically is like, that wasn't Mulder. That was an alien bounty hunter. And they're after Gibson. We have to find Gibson before they find him.
Yeah, I mean, Doggett really is like, I think, struggling with this because this is probably the first time he's going to have to question anything to do with the X-Files and his ability to observe.
Right. I mean, I don't blame him for being skeptical. He literally just saw someone jump off a cliff and then disappear. So, pretty weird day. Yeah.
It's the same news.
So they start, obviously, they're looking for Mulder and they're looking for Gibson. So they go to the school that Gibby was part of. His name is Gibby now, by the way. They go to his school and they search there. They find nothing at first. But then Scully sees one of the other kids like getting on a bike and like going off somewhere. So she's like, okay, we're going to follow that kid. And she ends up following this kid through the desert to like essentially like a bunker.
Yeah.
Kind of like an underground room.
Which is impressive.
Yeah. I mean, he is half alien, so he's pretty smart.
But like, it looks, I'm not going to say it looks nice under there. Because
it's ooh, it's nice and this is nice. This is really nice. This all you?
Wow. Like, they're just two kids. Yes, one is half alien, but they're just two kids living in an underground dirt thing.
Bunker.
Yeah.
Secretly. In the desert.
Very well if Scully can feel it or can find it.
I mean, yeah, but she only found it because she followed someone there. So it's like,
true.
But thankfully, Scully did follow because Gibson definitely broke his leg. And he said that he fell. He was like, I fell trying to escape.
Oh.
Sad. So Scully, like, you know, at least gets him stable, whatever, fixes his little wound, but like they need to get him out of there and she doesn't have a car. She can't carry him the whole way. So she's like,
yeah,
I don't know what to do. So they go and then meanwhile, like they're all searching the school. So they've searched through, they found nothing. Everyone is supposed to be evacuated. But Scully obviously knows about the bounty hunter, so she knows to be like on the lookout for someone who may not look like Mulder or like could look like anyone.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is where Scully starts to get a little bit paranoid. Like she is unsure about anyone and she's not taking any chances.
Well, because like I think for the not the first time, but for the first time in a while, she's the one that knows everything about this like area of information and she knows how bad it can get. And I think she's probably a little stressed that she seems crazy to everybody else and nobody's listening to her. But yeah, if someone can shapeshift and can shapeshift into anybody, that poses a problem.
Yeah. They're still like checking that out. They end up finding someone who is like looks like a teacher at the school. And when they question him, like he doesn't say anything really, but he's just like nodding along to their questions. And they're like, I thought that you were supposed to all be evacuated. And he was like, and just like leaves. He's like, oops, excuse me. Didn't know. Even though all the kids are outside. So,
I mean, he was in the bathroom.
Yeah.
He didn't hear the announcement.
I missed it.
Yeah.
And then Doggett goes to explain like what's going on to Kirsch, and he's like, so
he's like, what? There's some information in this statement that seems real fucking weird. You want to explain it?
And he's like, and also I swear I had eyes on Mulder, but he's gone. And also Scully is thinking that people are shape-shifting, and Skinner, I think, believes her. And also we lost the child, so I don't know. Which Kirsch is not taken so well. He is not thrilled. And then Skinner tells him that basically Kirsch set him up on this project so that he would fail. Like, he's like, he knows that you're going to see things and not be able to, like, deny any of this. And as soon as you put aliens or anything supernatural or, like, anything that may be seen as kind of
odd,
that he'll basically turn around and use that against you. So he's like, I wouldn't get too comfortable. Like, don't think that you're in charge here, because he's going to turn on you. Yeah. And
she's not wrong at all.
Right. So I feel like Doggett, though, he doesn't take this well. He's pretty offended. Like, he's like, fuck you. Don't tell me what to do. You know?
Yeah.
So he turns around and he's like, we're checking the house again. We're checking the school again. Like, don't care. And they go in, and one of the guys, like, walkie-talkies to Doggett, and is like, I have eyes on Scully. And he's like, no, you don't. I see it. Scully coming right up to me.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I'm right next to Scully. Like, she's right across the room from me. So Scully obviously is like, don't let her leave, like, get eyes on her and detain her. And then we'll go there. As he goes to confront her, obviously it's actually Ilya Bounty Hunter. So he starts to try to, like, make his move out of there. And when this agent, like, goes to stop who he thinks is Scully, the alien bounty hunter crushes the shit out of his neck.
Oh my god.
She, like, rips his vocal cord out, essentially. Like,
it's
disgusting. So he gets attacked. He's, like, laying on the floor, and then all of them come in and start trying to chase after someone who looks exactly like Scully. They're, like, eventually able, they go to the hospital from here, right? Because now there's the Gibson still needs help, and now this guy's trachea is completely crushed, so.
Yeah, because Scully has Skinner. Skinner takes Gibson to the hospital, in quotations.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Scully stays behind. So Scully stays behind, and she's like, I'm gonna, like, stay here, see what I can find, see if I can find Mulder or anyone else. And while she's there, she's in the desert, she ends up seeing a helicopter with Doggett inside. And he's like, come with me to the hospital, like, meet me, you know, meet Gibson and Skinner there. So she goes with him. And they're kind of, like, rushing her. So then they get to the hospital, and basically it's revealed that we have no idea where Gibson is.
Yeah, because
he's disappeared.
She's wanting to go into the room, and they're like, nope, it's been guarded, right? no mm-hmm. one's come in, no one's come out. Like, they're definitely in there and never escaped or anything. And yeah. Scully just busts in there, and she's like, well, they're fucking gone. So right. good, great job you two are doing. Now we gotta find them a fucking again. So,
right.
cool.
So then, now Doggett stays, and Scully is like, I'm gonna go find wherever Skinner and Gibson are. And he ends up finding, literally in the ceiling, he ends up finding Skinner, who is really badly injured.
Yeah. Yeah, he definitely, the acid stuff, like, got...
Yeah, his eyeballs are yeah. burned little yeah. holes.
Yeah, because the problem is, like, the door was being guarded. The window was locked. So how else did, like, Skinner and Gibson get out of the room?
Right.
And then Doggett looks at the ceiling, is like, definitely crawled through the ceiling, but yeah. just injured Skinny's up there instead yeah. of the one that he wants to find.
Right. But then Scully also runs into Skinner with Gibson, but this is, like, Skinner, quote-unquote. And he's, like, claiming to be there to protect Gibson.
Yeah.
And she doesn't trust anyone at this point, so she's just waving her gun around like crazy. Yeah. Like, she's like, no, I'll shoot all of you.
They already had, like, a little standoff, too, right? When Scully's double was going around.
Right. Well, because I think that was, like, the thing that made Scully so paranoid. She was like, I don't trust any of you people. Like, you all could be someone that you are saying you're not. Yeah. So,
yeah, they just basically both have to have a backlog of secrets that they know on the yeah. other person to, like...
This whole sure. episode is just, like, that meme of the two Spider-Men just being yeah. like...
Yeah, basically.
That's the whole one. It's like, you're an alien. And they're like, no, you're an alien. Yeah. But, obviously, Scully sees right through where Alien Bounty Hunter is and is able to shoot him before he, like, he attacks her, but she's able yeah. to kill him.
He doesn't.
And then he fizzes.
He throws her into, like, a glass window.
Yeah. Like, not across, like, the room.
Yeah. Oh, my God. She... Awful. Absolutely awful. But at least this is, like, a nice moment for Doggett.
I was gonna say, Doggett comes in and he, like, is very attentive to Scully and making sure that she's okay. And he's like, we have an agent down. Like, he is... It's like a nice moment.
Yeah.
I mean, but she, like, then...
he holds her and then she starts crying and it's so awful.
Poor Scully.
I know.
Yeah, so then they go, basically, Doggett has to report to Kirsch what he found, and Kirsch is not happy with the report. He's like, there's a lot of things that are unsolved here, and there's a lot of unexplained mysteries and unanswered questions, like, what have you been even doing and where the hell is Mulder? And he's like, I don't know. But he still ends up assigning Doggett officially to the X-Files. So
yeah.
I'm sure. And then right before we end, we see a scene of Mulder being, like, held
he's still getting experimented on.
Yeah, that crazy chair. And he's being tortured as all of the alien bounty hunters look on.
Yeah.
And we see that Gibson is actually... This is, like, a dream that Gibson's having, but it's, like, a vision. Because Gibson's also an alien, you know?
He's a smart alien boy. I'm yeah. sure the process of Doggett kind of believing everything that Kirsch was angry about Mulder and Scully believing in is hard to, like, come to terms with.
Of course.
He's like, God damn it. This guy was supposed to, again, be disproving all of this stuff, but he's drinking the same fucking Kool-Aid, so I guess right. I have to, like, give him a little bit of credit, but at least now he's, like, officially part of the the good times.
What do you got?
Oh, there's, I have nothing apparently. The only thing is that this is Brian Thompson's final series appearance as the alien bounty hunter because he died finally.
Oh, yeah. But there's, I mean, there could always be more.
Yeah, because don't they always look
the same? Yeah, they look exactly the same.
Guess there's no more.
We're done with that.
Yeah, this card's like annoying. Yeah, there's, I'm not finding anything.
Yeah, I mean, I'm seeing a lot about, like, the props and stuff that they used, but nothing really crazy. And, like, talking about the special effects and stuff that are being used while Mulder's being attacked or being tortured. But really, that's, I mean, it's cool. They did a great job with it, but, like, it's not that interesting.
Yeah, I feel like I had so many left for the first episode. And I think you said that you had some from the first episode, but you wanted to wait until the...
I know, I think one, I should maybe go back and see.
The only thing I did see was that the slam poetry in the beginning was supposed to be by Gibson and not Scully, but I think that would have been weird if it was Gibson. He's never had one before.
Right. I have no idea what the facts were that I found last time.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Should I just tell you next week's then?
Yeah.
This can be a short little mini-sode.
Yeah.
Okay, so season 8, episode 3 is called Patience. Scully, wow. You know what? My tongue has been spasming a lot lately, and it's really annoying, and I don't know why. But, Scully isn't exactly warm to Doggett on their first X-File together, in which they investigate a human bat.
Okay.
Whether that is fluttery bat or like pong bat, no idea. Hopefully the prior.
I think it's an animal bat.
Yeah. I don't remember this episode at all. But I guess we'll find out together.
Great. Yeah. Okay. Well, guys, thank you for being patient. And we should be back on schedule at this point, but I just need to take a little time off to take care of the baby, but she's feeling much better now and hopefully will be for a long time.
Yeah, we'll have fingers crossed.
And yeah, we'll see you next week. Okay. Stay safe.
Stay spooky.
Bye.
Goodbye.